launching from an ether port at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome, everybody, again to another show on Monday. And, I'm glad to be back with you. Steve Starrs here on Light Speed every Monday. And it's a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to have a chance to talk to you folks out there. You're great people. I enjoy being on this program, and I look forward to it. Some people don't look forward to Mondays, but I like them because this is a good time for me to talk and get some stories out. A lot of things are happening, of course, and all across the board, as you know. But well, I have a confession to make. I'm out here in Colorado, and yes, you saw already, I'm sure, the story. The Supreme Court shot down the Colorado ballot issue 9-0. 9-0. Now, they didn't really make a quality judgment. They just decided, basically, it didn't meet protocol, and I'll go through that in a little bit here. But, you know, I can tell you, Colorado has really sunk to deep lows, and I can say that honestly, being a native here. I lived in Denver for quite a while, most of my life, actually, I won't even tell you how many decades, but probably close, over four, let's put it that way. I still live up north of this area, that area, if you might call it that. But Colorado has really taken a big dive over the years, and we've advanced a lot of Supreme Court issues, and it seems like they've gone out on the diving board to be stupid here in my state. And it isn't really a reflection of a lot of the really great people who are out here. You know, it's just Denver, Boulder, Aspen, a few other locales where crazy people are who have decided to turn the state into this wacko liberal location. And it doesn't have a lot to do with be one of the first states to legalize marijuana. You know, people were using it anyway, although I think the stuff that they're putting out on the market now is really dangerous. I mean, it's just too potent. I remember the old days, you know, back in the hippie era, you know, Meshmacan and Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, you know, and that kind of stuff. But I don't do that anymore, but just isn't good for my health. But it's expensive, and people are selling a lot of it up here. I don't think that was the issue. I think Colorado's been on the bend for a long time, trying to be the little California, you know what I mean? And that was a stupid idea. They had a very bad role model. That's one of the things that made the state really become dumb and a haven for a lot of Democratic left-wingers, which, as I understand, is happening to a lot of other states right now, including Texas and, you know, great people in Texas. But, you know, Austin is one of those sewage places that's opening up a lot of ugly refute. This happens all over the world and in particular around big cities. There's still a lot of great people in California, as you know, a lot of great conservatives out there. Oregon, you know, Washington State, a lot of these places. But anyway, I don't want to get into too much of that because I don't want to pick a fight with anybody around states and issues like this. As much as it is the importance of what just happened, the Supreme Court very rarely rules unanimously, but in this case, 9-0, that Donald Trump will remain on the ballot. And I'm going to read a story here from NBC News that I've got. I think it's right here somewhere. I'll pull it up. It's actually out there, but we'll look at the 14th Amendment and how this is misimplied. It's been used over and over and over. Now, a lot of us, and I know you're probably one of those people out there, who, like me, has looked at the 14th Amendment and how it's been misused over all these years. And a lot of us don't like the 14th Amendment. Lincoln didn't pass it. It didn't pass, I think, until about 1872. It wasn't something that came up immediately out of the Civil War. But it had to do with making all males of natural-born, naturalized United States, or people who are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, citizens of the United States. In other words, it made the former black men who were at that time citizens and able to vote. It did not include women, and you had to be 21 years old. I'll read a little bit of it a little bit later. But, you know, how this has been misconstrued in so many different areas, especially right here in Colorado. Before, we had this thing called Amendment 2 many years ago. You may remember it, might even review that. I don't want to get into too much of a constitution argument and discussion because, you know, that in itself really takes a lot of time and a lot of research. But I want to go over a little of this. Let me see here. Just a minute. Hold with me. Excuse me. Let's see. Let's go back and take a look at the story here from NBC News, because I think this really says just about everything you need to know about what happened. Chicago Tribune writes, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling allows Donald Trump to remain on the Illinois primary ballot. Really? That's in Chicago now, of course, really. So it's having effects across the country in all these other cases. Now, here's the thing. What they're deciding is, of course, many of you know this already, that the big problem is, you know, they have this insurrection issue about what happened on January 6th. Now, how did they define that? How did they define that as an insurrection? Where was there a case when everybody looked at all the details and how many people were there? Probably close to a million in the park area, the Memorial Park Ellipse area out there. How many of them were insurrectionists, and how many of them actually did something that was an insurrection that could be called that legally, you know, and proven to be? Did they all stand trial? Or, I mean, was everybody there, including all the cops, as you know, that they employed to instigate everything as well? How many people are really guilty of an insurrection, and when did the trial start, and when did they convict them, and under what circumstances and crimes and situations? You know, that's a big question to start out with, but it's okay, because Joe Biden called it an insurrection. And, you know, here you have this issue, right? What was really the insurrection that took place? Well, I would argue that Joe Biden was never vetted to be president of the United States. He walked into office already guilty of treason, high crimes and misdemeanors. And then some of us said at that time, even people like Michael Savage, who was a doctor, said, he's not mentally capable of doing this job. He is already slipping and slipping down fast, and he's not going to be able to hold up. The man is not, this is Amendment 25, by the way, in the Constitution. He is not capable of handling this position. We said that before. And then there was the question as, did he actually really win the election? You know, that was the real serious problem there, because we know that there were some serious problems that had resulted all through the whole thing. Amy Coney Barrett had failed in her task, I think, and this was Donald Trump's fault for appointing somebody who wasn't really steady to the member of the court who would have swung the jury easily that way, even if John Roberts had defected, which he would have. It would have been a 5-4 on the case that they tried to bring before the Supreme Court that they would not hear when Texas challenged the results of the election. And I don't have the decision here right here to read, but basically what they said was Texas does not have standing. One of the Supreme Court's favorite excuses for not doing anything is that call. The court, the plaintiff does not have standing, meaning they're not legally capable to represent this case because they aren't the person afflicted directly, or they aren't enough of the people affected directly. But as you know, the state of Texas was eventually joined by about 10 other states, and they could have come back and said, now we do have standing because we have about 10 other states that want this examined as well. Donald Trump should have signed on with that instead of going through the whole process of trying to get the certification changed. That's where he made a big mistake, I believe. And they should have looked at it. And they didn't want to do that, because remember, look at the problem that the court had back in 2000 when Al Gore challenged all this. They spent 60 days in the certification process. I think it was 60 days over 934 hanging chads in Florida. Some people think, well, maybe Al Gore did win the race. I don't think he did, to be honest with you. I think statistically the court looked at it and they said something's wrong with the statistics here. We also know that a lot of ballots never really did reach Florida from sailors and people in the military overseas who are claiming homeland as their, you know, their base in Florida. And so as a result, we know there were some real problems in Dade and Broward County, which weren't new. These have been going on for a long time. You go back to a book called A Vote Scam, I think it was, in 1995. Same counties, same problems there. Anyway, getting back, I'm getting too involved, I know. But the point I'm making is simply this, that nobody ever really looked at the facts here. And Joe Biden flatly lies when he gets up in front of the cameras and says there were four police officers killed in the insurrection there were not four police officers killed. There were four protesters killed. Not one cop was killed. And how can you call this an insurrection? Simply because if you're a deviant, if you're a backwards, back-asswards thinker, what you do is you call light darkness and darkness light, just like the Bible says. People who become reprobate, people who've lost their minds, whose consciences have been seared with a hot iron, they become stupid people is what happens. Oh, really? I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, look at these people. You know, they lie for so long in their lives, Bill Clinton, that they no longer have any bearing. You know what I mean? They just don't respond as normal people anymore. They're what they call reprobate minds. This is a mental illness is what it is. And they're trying to spread that mental illness so that they're calling what really was the real insurrection was what happened in the election. And the phony insurrection is what they blame Donald Trump and all the rest of the people who wanted this looked at as being perpetuators of. So they don't want to be covered. They're the kind of people who call light darkness and darkness light. And this is the way these people are. They become opposite. I think Robert Barnes said it best when he said that, you know, this is an admission of guilt by projection. Admission of guilt by projection. In other words, they're projecting on Donald Trump what they themselves have done. It's exactly what happened. I think I've used this example before when Jesus went into Jerusalem during the time of the winter feast of Hanukkah. He was talking with the rabbis there, and they were claiming, you know, that he was a problem, and that he was a sinner and a blasphemer because he claimed to be the Son of God. And of course, he had been doing miracles and all kinds of things like that. He said, you know, which of the miracles do you want to convict me of? At this time, by this time, they could not deny the miracles. There were just too many evidences of them everywhere. And they said, we're not accusing you of being bad because you're doing miracles and healing people, but because you claim to be the Son of God. And of course, at this point, they called him a blasphemer because he claimed to be the Son of God. And they were, in fact, the blasphemers because they weren't accepting his authority. You see how that works? I mean, there's a difference there that's just night and day, 180 degree out of kilt. That's exactly what's happening here. This is what the wicked do. This is how they operate. This is their mindset. Good is evil. Evil is good. Light is darkness. Darkness is light. So we're letting them get away with calling this an insurrection when I don't think there's ever been any real investigation to prove anything with any evidence, which should have come to the attention of the Supreme Court when they tried to appeal to them and say, wait a minute, we need to take a look at this. Texas stood up alone, and then the other states joined, but they never followed through with it because, you know, you can't get really the Supreme Court to make a decision on this basis. And I'll read that ruling here in a little bit here. It basically says the court's ruling was a direct reversal of this December order by a 4-3 Democratic majority of the Colorado Supreme Court. You see, even the Colorado Supreme Court did not agree with this intent to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. And by the way, I voted yesterday for Trump. He was on the primary, you know, and we seconded in the ballot box tomorrow, Super Tuesday, I think it is. And he will be counted here in Colorado anyway. They knew it wasn't going to work, or they were afraid it wasn't going to work. So even our Secretary of State, who is Jenna Griswold, that's her maiden name. She's actually Mrs. Mohammed Ineb. Have you ever heard of Mohammed Ineb? He's an Egyptian furniture dealer, and she's married. She's Jewish, and he's Mohammed Ineb, I guess. She never talks about her husband. You know, it's really strange, weird lady. And she's been one of the ones at the heart of a lot of this, and a lot of the problems that have been going on in Colorado, all over the place. We also have Dominion Software located here. Dominion is a Toronto-based company, but their U.S. headquarters are in Denver. Okay, this is another reason why you see all this filth coming out of Colorado. People are leaving the state, friends. They are leaving. There's more people leaving Colorado than coming in right now. It's that bad. And Denver's filling up with all kinds of foreigners and people like that, insurgents and different kinds of weird people. The whole thing has gotten out of control. There's a film called The Rocky Mountain Heist, Rocky Mountain Heist out there. Shows you the four major Democrats, Gerald Paulus, Pat Stryker, and some others. It goes into the stories of how they took over our government here, which they're going to try to do in your state as well, wherever you are. It's probably already have. in some places. You might want to call in. We'll talk about it a little bit. But anyhow, getting back to the point, they had to say the court's ruling was a direct reversal of the December order by the 4-3 Democratic majority of the Supreme Court of Colorado that found the former president engaged in insurrection for his actions in the deadly January 6th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol that was aimed at blocking the Electoral College count, making Democrat Joe Biden president. Now, that's all assumption. There was never a ruling on that. There was never an investigation. The Supreme Court turned it down. Okay, so, you know, this is how they frame things. They frame thinking. You know that. I don't have to emphasize this, but they frame things in their own corrupt, dark, deviant, disgusting manner. That's how these people operate. You know, it's really interesting that when they, you know, there's actually a judicial or a congressional representative from our state, Lauren Boebert, who advanced the impeachment of Joe Biden back in July, I think it was. The man should have been impeached or started those processes back in July of last year. And it's been held up all this time. She was the only one could do that. She had to go through a special process to call out on the floor, and they passed it. Why isn't Biden being impeached? You know, right now, look at what they did with Trump. But, you know, not one Democrat voted for that impeachment. Every time. These people stick like glue. They're like a big ball of dung rolling down the hill, snowballing. People get stuck in it. They can't get out of this mess because they're deviant. They're going down. And they're clung together in their own excessive feces. Let's put it this way. These people are not going to be going in, friends, to the kingdom of heaven. They're dark. They're shutting down. They become reprobate. This is what happens with a reprobate mind. This is what we're really facing here. Now, I'm not, as you know, I've been supportive but very, very critical of Donald Trump, a lot of things he's done. He shouldn't have tried to have a big rally out by the Capitol. He should have pressed for what was going on inside. We walked right into a trap. They set it up. They had this thing all ready to go. They were going to create a problem out of the imagery of what happened at what was primarily a peaceful rally. We've got a clip and we'll play in a little bit here. We're not going to get to it, I don't think, before the first break, but it's about 5 minutes long. John Bound is reporting on a fellow who was, you may have heard the story already, who has been arrested recently. He was you know, an honor Boy Scout, a U.S. trooper, all kinds of things. He had tremendous amount of accolades for being a fine example. And he was arrested because he was at the state capitol. He was actually trying to get people to calm down, clean up the capitol. They stood and they tried to protect the police, kept them back with the Oath Keepers. And he was taken in. I mean, this was a Roger Stone arrest, if you know what I mean. We'll play that in a little bit. You may have seen it. But I think it's a classic example of how they use imagery to sell their lies, friends. They've got the damn lying legacy media. I don't call them legacy media. I call them lying legacy media. I've been there. I worked with them many years ago, and I got out of it early. I saw it going this way, and it was nowhere as bad as it is today. I mean, people that are involved in this media out there are in serious, serious jeopardy of losing their souls. That's true. You can't just go along with stuff like this. Whosoever loves and makes a lie is going to have their place in the lake of fire. These are the kind of lies that'll get you there. False witnesses. These people are spreading lies and spreading dangerous misinformation. That is a crime. Now, you know, at this network, we try to give you the truth, friends. We try very hard to give you the truth. If we're wrong about something, call us up and correct us. But you hear what we're saying. We are here about truth that you need to hear. And that's what we're going to continue to do after the break here. Stay tuned. We got some stuff coming up. And we'll be, you know, really coming on to some really good stuff that I think you're going to like. I'll go into this 14th Amendment, some other things as well. So I think you're going to have a good show today. Be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames.
Friends, we're just getting started here. We're going to continue to speak out and try to defend this republic right here in RBN, support our sponsors, be a part of what we're doing here. Now, we're going to go into the story of Christopher Charles Kuhn. He is the person in the story that was arrested with another. I mean, this was an outrageous attack. I mean, 3 armored trucks and about 21 FBI agents in flak gear in the morning. Another one of those made-for-TV kind of drama things with a bunch of basically a mob attack on an innocent civilian in the morning, like Roger Stone, same kind of thing. Chris Kuhn, a 22-year veteran who received the Purple Heart, talks about his background and everything like that. His whole family was terrorized by this, and now he is in federal prison after everything and the contradictory testimony left in the whole hearing situation. The man was never really tried. He was just basically placed in that category of being a domestic terrorist, you know, for being in the Capitol. Okay, let's go ahead and play that clip if we got here, Julia. You guys can listen to this and take a good listen to the whole thing, and we'll come back and talk about it. How's that sound? Let's see. Yeah, maybe we'll have to wait here and see. Get it up here in a minute. We'll just go ahead. There we go.
When Chris was 9 years old and a Cub Scout, he was awarded the Boy Scouts of America's highest honor, the Medal of Merit, for saving his younger sister from a burning car. A 22-year military veteran who received the Purple Heart, a Navy Commendation Medal with Valor, and a Navy and Marines Corps Achievement Medal with Valor for actions in combat, Chris Kuhn was just sentenced last week to appease the Biden administration's war on its own citizens in the massive government setup falsely dubbed the insurrection of January 6th. Chris did go inside the Capitol after many others had been waved in by Capitol Police, but instead of causing any damage, Chris cleaned up trash, aided to stop theft of government property, asked Capitol Police how he could help, and asked people to leave the building. In the 12-degree Kansas early morning of February 11th, 2021, Chris, his four-year-old child, and his pregnant wife, Annette, were raided by the FBI. Chris's wife, Annette, described the scene. She said, "There were three large armored tactical vehicles parked on my front, side, and backyard, and police vehicles that extended throughout the entire community. I opened the door, and for a second, I didn't realize that there were about 20 FBI SWAT team members with semi-automatic rifles pointed at my son and I. We were covered by the bright red lasers pointed at our faces, chests, and various points on our bodies." The FBI then forced a young pregnant woman and her little child to freeze outside in the cold morning air. Annette miscarried their baby the next day. The lack of self-awareness during an election year is astonishing, as Biden's federal government tyranny is on overdrive. Even reporters aren't safe from this tyrannical regime. Blaze reporter Steve Baker reported in December that he will be charged for his actions that day for merely reporting live on the January 6th event. What the Biden administration is obviously jailing Baker for is exposing the setup and perjury committed by Capitol Police officer Harry Dunn and Nancy Pelosi's security detail special agent David Lazarus, a manufactured narrative used to throw the Oath Keepers in prison as the Pelosi setup unravels.
The story of David Lazarus on January 6th is very simple. His story that day is he was assisting the evacuation of the Senate at the time that the incident between Officer Harry Dunn and the Oath Keepers began. The Oath Keepers lined up between him and the more agitated protesters and assisted him in keeping them off of him. He had two separate FBI interviews which were in conflict with one another. In the first FBI interview, he actually gave a favorable story about his encounter with the four Oath Keepers.
And he stood in front of Harry Dunn for almost 6 minutes.
After he was brought in for his second FBI interview, he changed that story.
He was fighting back insurrectionists across the Capitol while being called the vilest racist names.
So what they did is they brought in another officer, Special Agent David Lazarus, to kind of bolster that story and give it more credibility by saying that when he arrived at the top of those stairs, that he saw Dunn standing at the top of the stairs being hassled by these Oath Keepers. At the time the Harry Dunn Oath Keepers encounter began, he was not in the same building.
Meanwhile, the Federal Bureau of Prisons has barred J6 prisoner Joseph Biggs, a decorated war veteran and former InfoWars reporter, from legally speaking to the American public, lawyers, and other sources close to Biggs. With the FBI employing the Bureau of Prisons to essentially torture the political hostages, speaking out with a comment for publication could result in a brutal beatdown by correctional officers and Biggs' return to isolation and solitary confinement. Last October, Biggs was black box cuffed for weeks and stranded on a bus while being transferred from Philadelphia jail to prison, a haunting journey that the government is prohibiting him from telling the world about, according to WorldNet Daily. Jake Lang has been moved to a gang-infested federal prison in Brooklyn, New York, apparently punished for relentlessly revealing the criminal hypocrisy of the events of January 6th. A mere smattering of hundreds of tragic stories that reflect the brutality of a tyrannical overreach by the criminals occupying the highest offices of our republic that the founders warned us about with prophetic vision. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the story right there. That is it. You know, we're hearing exactly what happened there, and we know now what's going on. Be right back.
Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org, tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, all right. We are back again, and I've been over talking a lot here. I got to settle down. I mean, it's an exciting day, really, in many ways. We're seeing things happen. Let me see if we can get into this a bit, though. Now, I'm going to a quote from NBC News, which is pretty good. I'm not an NBC News fan, as you might know. Of course, I believe the Alliant Legacy Media is what's gotten us into all this. They didn't do their job. I can say that as a person who has actually been trained as a journalist, have a degree in it. I took courses in communications law. And one of those is one of the things that actually nullifies the freedom of the press is to dangerously mislead the public intentionally or even recklessly, friends. That is what's happened in America. These people are extremely guilty in the lying legacy media, and they have been for many years. You know that. Going back to, we could go way, way back, but in more recent times, Oklahoma City, 9/11, the Patriot Act, weapons of mass destruction, they keep lying to you. And this is against the law, and they should be held extremely accountable to it. A lifetime prison sentences would be apt, in my thinking, and even if necessary, they'd been found to be acting as traitors to the nation. They have betrayed their position of authority in the public, and they need to be held accountable. If the news media and the people who are supposed to be reporting the news were doing their jobs, friends, this would not be happening. But that's why we're here at RBN. That's why you're there listening. You know this. We are not going to let the light go out. We're going to keep exposing what is going on here. Okay, so by Lawrence Hurley from NBC News, I'm going to read a little bit of the article there from NBC. The Supreme Court on Monday handed a sweeping win to former President Donald Trump by ruling that states cannot kick him off the ballot over his actions leading up to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Oh, what actions did he have? They didn't go into definition there. But anyway, bringing a swift end to a case with huge implications for the 2024 elections. In an unsigned ruling, no one signed it, with no dissents, the court reversed the Colorado Supreme Court, which had determined that Trump could not serve as, again as president under Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. The provision prohibits those who previously held government positions but later engaged, quote, engaged in insurrection. There's that word again, you know, the word insurrection that they've thrown around and used and mislabeled and misappropriated. It is an admission of guilt by projection. It's what it is. You know, they're using something that they themselves are guilty of and blaming their opponent. That's how Satan operates. Okay. Engaged in insurrection from running for various offices. The courts of the Colorado Supreme Court had wrongly assumed that states can determine whether a presidential candidate or other candidate for federal offices is ineligible. Okay. Now, get this. Okay. The ruling makes it clear that Congress, not states, has the right to rule on how the 14th Amendment provision can be enforced against federal office seekers. As such, the decision applies to all states, not just Colorado. States retain the power to bar people running for state office from appearing on the ballot under Section 3. But because the Constitution makes Congress, rather than the states, responsible for enforcing Section 3 against all federal office holders, the candidates we reversed the ruling, they said. By deciding the case on this legal question, here's the point. By deciding the case on that legal question, the court avoided any analysis or determination of whether Trump's actions actually constituted an insurrection. See, in other words, they don't want to talk about whether it was an insurrection or not. It's always a legalese. It's always a picking apart things on the protocol. Well, they're right about that. I'm not disagreeing with it. But they are not dealing with the issue. The Supreme Court has not been dealing with this issue all along. This is why, as we understand, there was a very heated argument that people heard coming through underneath the door and the cracks in the wall between Clarence Thomas and John Roberts, when Thomas was telling him, you're going to divide the nation. You're going to, John, if you don't fix this, we're going to have problems, because they knew something was wrong. Then the court waffled on that whole thing. Amy Coney Barrett was probably the biggest problem. Now, I'm not going to say she's altogether bad, but she was a very bad pick. And I blame Trump for that. There was a much better Barbara, I think Lagoa, I think is her name, who was out of Florida, the 11th district, would have been the better pick. She was a very conservative lady. Trump needed to pick a good conservative. But you see, these court judges, they're afraid now. Look what happened to Kavanaugh. They're being threatened themselves by the these are acts of insurrection and lawless rioting, lawless political hatred that the left is using to intimidate and keep people in positions of authority from doing their job. These people should be held to federal charges, and they should be in jail, not the people who are in the Capitol. Okay, the decision comes just a day before the Colorado primary. That's tomorrow. Business after the ruling, Trump hailed the decision in an all-out capital letters post on his social media that said it's a big win for America. And it is. It is. But the bottom line is they're still not dealing with the real problem. The court found a way to get around it is what happened. They're basically lazy. And to some extent, I kind of think that's wise to go about things through the protocol method rather than trying to make the entire issue at the focus. But, you know, it still doesn't solve the problem. The court waffled on what they needed to do. If they spent all that time arguing over the hanging ballots, the hanging chads in 2000, this was really something that needed to be looked at. We know about the 2000 mules, the stuffing of these ballot boxes. Dominion, the company Dominion, is located in Denver, friends. That's where the U.S. headquarters are. And this woman, Jenna Griswold, is one of the people who is behind attacking Tina Peters, because she has photographic evidence of those machines and how they were changed in Mesa County. This happened all over. This is in a lot of places. If it was examined, people would be shocked to find out how many times this process of tilting the machines, if you like, or changing the results took place. And we have actions of it all over the place. Even in the U.S. Supreme Court last time ruled that this back in Florida, they said this happened because the court cases had to be brought to an end. And they said, look, you know, this was something that they didn't want to go into. There was so many details. Like I said, the serves votes that didn't come in, foreign service people who involved in places like Germany that should have come in, ballots that were dumped in the ocean that were lost, statistics. They knew things were wrong with the election in 2000, and the court didn't really want to deal with it. So they finally just decided, based primarily on statistical evidence, that George W. Bush won the election in 2000. I'm not going to say I'm sure he did, but the bottom line is that the court didn't really want to get into the details then, and they certainly were going to be in a real lot of hot water if they started looking into what happened in 2020, friends. That's how bad it is. They're waffling. They're afraid of it. It's going to come back. Trump didn't push it. He should have. He should have pushed it through the court system. All those states should have come back, and they should have appealed the second time and the third. They should have forced the court to do their job. They should have been forcing them to do the job instead of waffling around and pretending like they're making these esoteric technical rulings, which I agree with the ruling, and I think they can use that, but they're avoiding the question. By deciding, back to the article, even NBC News says, by deciding the case on that legal question, because Congress, not the states, and the Constitution have to hold these things enforceable, not states. By deciding that decision there, the decision basically says on the legal question, the court avoided any analysis or determination of whether Trump's actions constituted a real insurrection. So Biden calls it an insurrection. How can he get away with that? How do these people keep calling this an insurrection? There's no legal basis for it. There has been no opportunity to present the evidence. I've heard liberals keep complaining and saying to me that, you know, all these court cases, judges have turned it down. That's right, you know, and a lot of flies eat. You know what? Does that make it right? No, the bottom line is they haven't done the investigation into what really happened, and they're avoiding it. They're avoiding it continually. Well, see, Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State from Colorado, you know, Mrs. Mohamed Inib, she basically was even knowing that there was a problem with this all along. Griswold later registered her, quote, disappointment with the decision in an interview with NBC's Kate Turr on MSNBC. She said, I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists, Griswold told Katie. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorization legislation. But we know that Congress is nearly a non-functional body. Really? That's what she says. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November. Even Griswold knew that this was stupid. Okay. Then you have Maine Secretary of State Shannon Bellows quickly followed Griswold's suit, saying in a statement after the ruling, consistent with my oath and obligation to follow the law and the Constitution, and pursuant to the Anderson's decision, I hereby withdraw my determination Mr. Trump's primary petition is invalid. She got back now. See, these Democrats are already backing out, but you got stupid people. And they, believe it or not, a lot of stupid things keep going, and somebody never steps up and finally says, no, that's enough. In this case, the Supreme Court finally said, hey, let's get out of this quick. A quick dismissal of this stupid, idiotic procedure. They voted it down 9-0. Pretty rare for the court to agree. But when they can get out of the trouble and responsibility, it's easy, isn't it? That's kind of what happened. Okay. So I've been talking. If you want to get in, call in, have a comment. A Super Tuesday will be tomorrow, as I understand. And there's going to be a lot of these cases where people are going to be voting in primaries. We're going to see what's going to happen. I mean, this is going to be a pretty good indicator, I think, to a large extent as to what we might be expecting to see in November. This is one of the biggest local races at this point right now. We're going to see how many people are voting for Biden. Apparently, the Democrats are in a quandary because a few of them are waking up. You know, I mean, it's incredible how far people can go before they start to sober up and realize what's happening here. But a few of the Democrats are waking up. People, a lot of these, what they call them, non-committed voters, are flaking away from Biden. I mean, he has lost it. And everybody that's on the court, you know, and various other places is realizing this. So this is kind of what's going on right now with all of them. So we're going to be looking at that. Now, these cases go back quite a ways, and this is probably happening the same thing in your state, maybe. Maybe it's not, but be careful. You may be living in a very conservative state, but you've got a pit of people in capital cities or large locations who begin to use all kinds of tactics, taking over the media, taking over your state government. We have that happening here in Colorado, and they've turned Colorado, what used to be a red state, blue since the George W. Bush days, okay? So we've had a lot of problems with these people coming in and taking over and basically using tactics to put the most insane and deviant leaders in positions of high authority. This is what happens. We live in these kinds of days, friends. So, you know, Trump and his allies raised the point, as well as other arguments, on the 14th Amendment can't be applied. So they already said that before. They also argued that January 6th was not an insurrection. You know, this word insurrection needs to be challenged. I think the whole thing needs to be looked at, because I'm convinced the kinds of violence that they claimed happened there in the Capitol were not real. They were instigated. The cops were very much involved. We know about the pipe bomber. We know about the FBI. We know about all these people. There's no question in my mind, and I think in yours either, that what happened was a setup. We knew that happened that way. And that's exactly how it all went down, and it should be looked at. And the news media needs to be blamed for their misuse of the public speaker format in the public format to change and deceive the American people. That's why RBN is so important. That's why this network is important. That's why we have to have you out there, and why you need to support our sponsors and keep the word of truth going on, get people tuned in to paying attention. Yeah, look, a lot of people don't want to take responsibility, right? You get it. I do, too. Some people don't want to have to think about what it really means to stand up and be sometimes unpopular, you know, especially in these days. And it's going to get worse if we let these deviants continue to parade and dictate their subtle and very, very deviant immorality to us. And that's what's happening here. I mean, there's never been a time in human history when things are like have been like this, where people are slipping and sliding into darkness as fast as it's happening right now. I mean, it's very real. This kind of stuff is going to be going on for a long time. So, you know, if you still want to vote in and call in, it's got enough time in the last segment of the show here. Take your calls and bring you in and let you speak your mind and have a give me a chance to think about what you're hearing and what you're believing and what you like to say. That's what it's all about here. We've got some time here to kind of finish up the show. But I am glad to be a part of what's going on here at the station and at the network. And I know you folks out there are making it happen. That's why I want to thank you for being out there to help me do what I can do best and gives me some meaning in life. And I live for it. I love every Monday being with you. So we know what's happening. We're going to be watching more of it. We're going to see as this progresses, especially today. Keep your eyes on what's taking place with Super Tuesday. This will be a big day. This next tomorrow will be Super Tuesday. If you haven't voted, I would encourage you to get out and use the power that you have. I know it's not going to maybe pay off, or maybe you're disappointed, or maybe you will make the primal difference. But I'll tell you, if you don't vote, somebody will vote for you and decide what you're going to get. It's all that. It's that simple. You know, well, I don't want to take part in all of it. You know, a lot of people want to back out, and I wish I could, too. I wish I could find a place to live right now where I didn't have to deal with all these people. I'm just so tired of watching it. It is happening. There are people out there in places like El Salvador, which has really made some improvement, that where the people really do have some honesty and some integrity and a government that works. So we can do that too here. We can get it back if we want to. You know, I believe we can do all that. You saw what happened today. You know, yes, it was a technical decision. The Supreme Court avoided making any real and realistic discernment about the matter, which they avoided back on the 6th to the 20th, I think it was, of January in 2021, when they should have intervened. They should have looked at everything, should have called for the evidence. And they could have helped to save a lot of problems, but they were basically incapable. The two dissenting judges who were Alito and Clarence Thomas, who basically kind of silently dissented. They had said, we're going to register our dissent without comment. What else can they do? All right, we'll be right back after the messages. Stay with us, and we'll get into some new things as well. Talk to you soon. Be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Going out and running down the road as fast as we can, friends, but we got a little bit of time left, and I'm glad to be with you again. And, man, you know, I need to do a 3-hour show so I can kind of calm down and talk a little bit more, sophisticated like I used to do on the FM radio. No, I get excited talking to you folks because this is great. This is what I love to do. I like to point out what we're dealing with right now. I mean, people are going to become very dark. They're going to be given over to a reprobate mind. And you're seeing it already. You're wondering, you're kind of looking back and forth and saying, are these people really as crazy as they seem to be? Yeah, they really are. And they are becoming Joe Biden's. They're becoming Nancy Pelosi's. They're becoming Hillary Clinton's and Bill Clinton's. They're becoming George W. Bush. They're becoming very, very evil, dark in their understanding, and removed from reality, from a conscientious, objective look at life and at their fellow man and everything that's going on. They're in denial of reality, and they get worse. And they're not coming back, many of them. Occasionally you hear about people who have some kind of a great testimony, who went a long ways down into drug addiction and a lot of bad behavior and activity and, you know, all kinds of things that were just damning in terms of their lives. And sometimes they come back and wake up and come out of it. But the reality is most of these people do not. They don't go there. They just keep slipping into darkness. Remember that song? And they just keep getting worse and worse all the time until the point to where they're just unretrievable. And at that point, they're gone. That's a soul that is lost, friends. That's a soul that, well, it's worse than lost. It's a soul that will live forever, but in the ruin of its own self-affliction. And that's what it's going to be like. So I encourage you, you know, to keep the faith, you know, keep your attitude right, stand up. You know, I know it's hard to, go up the stairs when you've got crowds of people coming down that are maniacs. I understand it. I get it. But, you know, you're not alone, because a lot of us are out there seeing the same thing. We are going through the same afflictions. You know, I don't want to make a big issue out of the idea that, you know, what you need is help. But the truth is, you do. You need help. You need help from the Almighty God. He says he's going to grab you by the wrist. You know, no man can take you out of his hand. No devil, no circumstance, nothing. So I want you to look to God as your help and your support, not try to make it on your own. You've got help out there. The holy angels are watching too. Everything that's going down here, no matter how bad it is, it's only temporary. And we have got a promise for long-term eternal salvation in a new creation that's getting ready to happen. So we're watching this era of mankind come to an end. That's where we are. Now, do I know the day and the hour when this is going to finally be over? No, I don't. But man, it's sure looking like it's heating up. I don't think there's ever been a time like this in human history. I mean, we are really at that point, because you can see that we'll either obliterate ourselves or destroy the environment or subvert ourselves into all kinds of micro, macro programming via AI and via manipulation. Friends, I don't know how it's all going to happen, but it seems like it's all happening at once. I can tell you that. So hang in there and, you know, have some faith, cheer up some people, do what you can. I think all of us are dealing with family members and people like that who are a little, not just a little, but way off. And we're going to make it happen. We're going to keep at it. We're going to keep this radio network going, and we're going to keep the light going, and we're going to keep encouraging each other. Well, there's our victory song playing. Let's take a victory lap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.